Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we take the next step in the Sermon on the Mount with the command of Jesus, do not worry. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Three times in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus does not merely suggest that we stop worrying. He commands it. Do not be anxious. Why does Jesus repeat this command? Because repeated acts of worry become a habit. And that habit destroys our trust in God the Father. But we must define our terms carefully here. Fear is a feeling, an automatic emotional response to a real and present danger. It prompts us to act, to brake for a swerving car, or step back from the edge of a cliff. Fear is an alarm telling us to take action to be safe. We can experience that same alarm when we imagine something bad happening in the future and react as though it were happening now. That initial feeling is not a choice. The feeling is not a sin. The question is what we choose to do next. Worry or anxiety begins when we choose to remain in fear instead of doing what is within our control and trusting God with what is beyond our control. That choice is a sin because it refuses both prudent action and trusting God. Each time we make that choice, we strengthen the bad habit of anxiety, and that bad habit is a vice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, when we feel fear or worry or anxiety, stop and ask, what exactly am I afraid of? And then ask, is this danger real and present, or is it only a possible future danger? If a car swerves into your lane, the danger is real and present. Brake immediately or swerve out of the way. But suppose your boss sends a message, hey, can we talk tomorrow? And you immediately think, I'm going to be fired. We'll lose the house. Everything will fall apart. None of that is happening right now. But your brain has taken one unanswered message and created an entire catastrophe. But thinking correctly means separating what is actually happening from what you fear might happen. So what is happening? Well, your boss wants to speak with you tomorrow. What are you imagining? That I'm going to be fired or my life will be ruined. Do not treat a possibility as though it were already a reality. Again, ask these questions. What is actually happening? What am I imagining? Is there anything reasonable I should do now? Because truth brings the alarm back down to its proper size. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, anxiety often grows because we avoid something we need to do. We are afraid to open the bill, schedule the doctor's appointment, answer the email, begin the difficult project, or have the necessary conversation. Sure, avoidance gives us temporary relief, but it makes the anxiety worse. Suppose you're worried about your finances, but you keep avoiding your bank statement. The solution is not to sit and worry. Open the statement, look at the numbers, make a budget, ask for help if you need it. Or if you're worried about your health, make the appointment. And if you've offended someone, apologize. Or if you have a difficult project you need to tackle, identify the next step and begin. If there is something reasonable and responsible you can do, then do it. Do not remain in fear while avoiding the action that fear is telling you to take. Because your brain will keep turning up the volume until you actually do something. So prudence asks, what should I do? And anxiety keeps asking, what if? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery, After we've done what we reasonably can, we reach the boundary of what we can control. You can prepare for the meeting, but you can't control what your boss will say. You can take care of your health, but you can't guarantee you'll never become sick. You can do your best to guide your children, but you can't control every choice they make, and you can't make them believe. You can work hard, but you can't control whether everyone approves of you or whether everything succeeds. At that boundary, we must stop trying to control the future and trust God to take care of it. This doesn't mean pretending that nothing painful will ever happen. It means believing that whatever does happen, God will not abandon us. He'll give us the grace we need, and He'll work everything for our ultimate good. Now, maybe you have prayed, gone to Mass, confessed your sins, and still you're plagued with anxiety. Why did the prayer not work? Because anxiety and worry are bad habits, and bad habits are not overcome by grace alone. God's grace enables us to practice the two actions that overcome anxiety. First, doing what we reasonably can, and second, trusting God with everything beyond our control. And we must practice those two actions while we still feel anxiety. We can't wait for the feeling to disappear before we act and trust. So we repeatedly choose the right response, and the habit of anxiety weakens, while the virtue of trust grows stronger, and the feeling of fear fades. The saints didn't develop trust because they never felt fear. They developed trust by choosing over and over to do the right action when possible and to trust God with everything else. Remember, every time we do the right action and trust God, the feeling of anxiety and fear will fade. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, whenever fear, worry, or anxiety rises, remember two words, act and trust. So first ask, is there something reasonable I can do? If there is, do it. Or decide exactly when you'll do it. But don't procrastinate. Don't avoid it. Take the next right step. Then ask, what remains beyond my control? Give that to God. Say to him, Father, I've done what I reasonably can. What I can't predict or change or control, I entrust to you. Then return to the duty of the present moment. So the bottom line is simple. Do what you reasonably can and entrust the rest to God, because God works all things for good for those who love him. So as our resolution today, if you begin to worry, ask, what exactly am I afraid of? What can I reasonably do about it? And what must I entrust to God? And then, at the end of this day, examine yourself and ask, when fear arose today, did I act and trust, or did I choose to remain in worry? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, I'm sure you couldn't relate to this meditation at all.
Not even a little bit. So I really hope this is for other people. No, unfortunately, I think this meditation is custom made for me. It's very necessary.
I have to tell you, I wasn't thinking of you at all when I put this together.
No, certainly. But it's definitely made for me.
So what struck you most about this?
I think the simplicity of action and trust.
Yep.
And even remembering that trust itself is an action.
Yep. It's a choice.
It's just so easy to feel like we're at the mercy of our anxiety and the mercy of our bad habits. Yeah. And they feed each other. But to remember that there are steps that we can take and there is a way out. I'm definitely... And this is sort of a misuse of the term because I know this isn't exactly what it refers to when people talk about anxiety or avoidance in attachment styles. But I think of it all the time because I'm very avoidant with the things I'm anxious about. If, for me especially, and you definitely get the brunt of this, I will stress about a text or an email or a phone call for one day, and then 2 days, and then 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks. And at that point, I think everyone in the entire world knows that I haven't responded to this email, and they're all looking at me, and they all hate me, and it just unravels in my head, and then it becomes this huge thing, and it's a very quick thing to answer. But then they pile up.
Yep.
And then the more they pile up, the more I avoid them, and then the more I have. And what you're saying here of just when you feel the anxiety, choose to do one of those two things. Because first of all, you have to start making choices. What I try to do is I try as hard as possible to not make any choices at all.
Which is a choice.
Yes. But I feel as if it's not. I feel like it's so out of my control. But choose, can I answer it right now? And if I actually can't, trust and pray. But if I actually can do something, if I'm so afraid, do something right now. Instead of just looking into the anxiety like it's this great black void swirling over your head, and just do the action. Stop staring into the void and being like, one day it's just going to kill me.
Yeah.
Somehow all of the emails will pile up and get together and overthrow my life or something. But what you've described here is just so much more peaceful.
Yeah.
What can I do right now? And how can I trust God? Because the other side of it is that the reason I get so anxious is because I'm always worried things are going to be taken the wrong way. So I have to concoct the perfect response to everything. And I worry that it's going to be misinterpreted in 50 different ways. So I try to predict every single outcome and then stress about every outcome and stress about every way that my words could be misconstrued. And then I don't send any response at all.
Yeah.
But to choose the action and then put it into God's hand and say, I don't know how that person's going to receive it. I don't know if it's going to solve the problem. I don't know if it's going to make things better or worse. I don't know if they're going to understand. I don't know if I have a typo.
Yeah.
Something as small as that. But I can do the action and then I can trust. And I can even trust that if things go wrong, it will be okay in the end. So I really appreciate this meditation because I can walk into every day now and just think, do I act or do I trust?
With everything that we face, the first step is think. There might be an action to take right now. You might need to gain more information. You might need to wait. You might need to let things sort out a little bit on their own. But first step, think. Then?
Yeah.
if there's some action, take action. Mm-hmm.
And thinking doesn't mean thinking about every single possible outcome.
No.
I like what you brought it down to. Think only about what action can I do right now.
Yeah, that's right.
And if there's stuff to do later, you'll think about that later.
Yeah.
But right now, what can I do right now? That's the only thing I should worry about.
Thinking, action, and trust are all choices, good choices.
Yeah.
Choosing to remain in worry is a bad choice,
yeah.
A sinful choice.
I think I live in worry. The only choice I've ever made is, man, I really hate this cage, but I'm just going to stay in this cage because I'm really worried about everything else that's out there.
Yeah. Now, the good news is worry, anxiety is a habit, and all bad habits can be overcome with a combination of God's grace and the right act. Just repeat the right action.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a death sentence. You're not condemned to worry forever. It can be overcome. It's just a habit like any other habit that can be overcome.
It's part of the trust to believe that with grace and with God's plan, his design for you, you can overcome that with that combination of action and trust.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.